Ladies and gentlemen, a cup of coffee, tea, or even fruit juice can be a great reason to relax enough during your busy day to enjoy a five-minute classic. Set aside the newspaper. Allow us to take you back in time to England. Imagine a light rain, a city street in a common area of the city. Most of those who are on the street near Covent Garden work hard for their daily bread. However, there are two men, Professor Higgins and Colonel Pickering, who traveled the world, had money to spare, and found amusement in small diversions.
Flowers! I have lovely flowers!
Misfits Audio is pleased to present the highlights of the timeless play Pygmalion from George Bernard Shaw. Consider this a literary version of the modern sports highlights. Let's begin our story in the rain, on the street, with particular attention paid to a flower girl.
I say, good to see you, old man.
Old? I'll allow that you may be younger by mere months.
Admirable allowance.
What brings you to Covent Gardens?
Why? You asked me here.
So I did, yes.
Oh, but if you had tuppence, you might still have enough.
Did you hear that?
I should say so. A veritable assault to my ears. It must be understood the flower girl is from a recognizably lower class.
Do you think so, Higgins?
Such lovely flowers.
Just look at her, Pickering. She is, well...
Yes?
She speaks the coarse language of the street.
Are you up for an experiment?
Flowers for you, ma'am.
What kind of experiment?
Well, as you're in the science of phonetics, you should take the girl as your student.
Student?
Yes. You should show her what a lady looks like, acts like.
And sounds like.
Indeed. So it is agreed.
What?
In a few months, you should have the girl ready to pass as a duchess in high society.
I say, flower girl.
What, then? Looking for flowers, are you?
Not exactly. This is my friend Professor Higgins. He would like to teach you how to become a real lady.
Go on, then. What do you think I am now?
You, Professor Higgins, may have your hands full.
Something tells me you're pleased with my present discomfort.
Never fear. I will pay all expenses. Tell me, flower girl, what is your name?
My name? Eliza Doolittle.
Doolittle? What a ghastly name.
Well, thank you.
Well then, I'm off. All the best, Higgins.
So much to do, so much.
Professor Higgins, I have been waiting for you.
What? Oh, yes, Eliza. No time today. You're doing well on your elocution lessons.
Well, you have been a most expert guide.
Frankly, I think you can leave if you wish. You speak as grandly as any other lady of proper society. I'm rather bored with the experiment now.
Experiment?
Now, don't be that way, Eliza. You knew it would come to an end someday.
All this was an experiment.
I'm afraid so, my dear. But Professor Higgins has proven himself very capable, and he has won the wager.
You view me so lonely as to place a wager on whether I could become a lady.
It seemed a splendid idea at the time.
I am in earnest when I say I am leaving. This very minute. I wish I was still a flower girl, and I wish you had never spotted me in Covent Garden.
Eliza?
Various stage versions of this George Bernard Shaw play find Professor Higgins and Eliza falling in love by the end of the play. But Shaw felt that the parallel between his story and the Greek image of Pygmalion did not allow the two to ultimately find love. Of course, if this story sounds familiar, it is likely you know the story from the musical My Fair Lady, which for some just sounds better than Pygmalion. This play was by far the most popular and memorable of Shaw's works and points to the way individuals can be treated simply because of the way they speak. Shaw felt this position was unjust, and his personal feelings assumed a primary role in this work. This has been 5-Minute Classics, Pygmalion. For more on this wonderful story, you can review the entire play at no cost online. Just search for the term Pygmalion and George Bernard Shaw. We'd like to thank our cast, Peter Bishop as Professor Higgins, Glenn Haskell as Colonel Pickerton, Rachel Hurley as Eliza Doolittle. The story was written, produced, and mixed by Glenn Haskell, executive producer Captain John Tadrzak, webmaster April Sadowski. Theme music provided by John Carl Toth. Additional music by Kevin MacLeod of Incomptech. This production is for enjoyment purposes only. I'm your narrator, Jim Patton. This is an original production by Misfits Audio, copyright 2013, all rights reserved. Characters remain in the public domain and were inspired by the original work of George Bernard Shaw.